Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth. They sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours to show. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, May the 18th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. Let me switch over my mics here. Let me check my sound. All right, there we go. All right, welcome. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Dr. Will Rogers. Let's go ahead and get this party started. Today, we want to continue with part two of what we talked about yesterday, I should say. The key is your chi, and your chi is your key. So we left off yesterday talking about the charo, or the monogram of Christ, or the Christos. And before we jump into what we discussed yesterday, let's back up just a little bit, because we talked about on yesterday's show some very important things when it comes to activating your DNA and how to talk to your DNA, which is your DNA only responds to your voice. And we talked about that, and we mentioned that yesterday. And now the reason why that is so important is because you can listen to me, but if you don't listen to yourself, if you don't talk to yourself, if you don't build up your faith in yourself, then everything that I'm saying is really null and void. So it's extremely important, brothers and sisters, that you learn so that way you can earn. Now, that simply means that as I'm speaking, that should be something that you're doing, whether it's taking notes or doing something to jog your memory at a later date to help you understand, so that way you can say or regurgitate what I'm saying in your own voice, in your own choice, because the tone in your voice determines the speed of your choice. That simply means that even though I'm sharing some great information with you today, it's not going to benefit you on a deep DNA level unless you talk to your DNA, unless you become the cultivator of your own culture instead of letting the cult of the cultivators of the dominant culture dominate your culture. That's simply saying, do not let outside information interfere with inside revelation. There's nothing wrong with gathering information and listening to people talk, but the key to unlocking your chi is your energy. The key to unlocking your chi is your energy. It's not mine. Now, that's a statement that is made, and we talked about that on yesterday's show, but I need to reemphasize that today because it's very important, because you are either being amplified by energy, E-N-E-R-G-Y, or you've been amplified by energy, I-N-N-E-R-G. The question today, my sister, is which one? Now, the answer should be C, which is a combination. It's a joining. Your energy, which comes from your vision, which activates your energy, which is enables your energy. In other words, we talked about the three-step process of envisioning, which equals energizing, which equals enabling. Many of us are people pleasers, and so the energy outside of other people, the disappointment that we feel when we disappoint other people overrides the appointment that we have been given by the anointing from our design, which is God. So you are putting people over purpose. The key to your chi, or your chi is your key. No chi, no key. Wrong chi, wrong key. You're getting your chi, your prana, the ruach, the pneuma, the spirit from other people. You want, not you personally, but, you know, somebody you know. You want the approval of other people so much that you are denying the purpose of the design that was given to you by God. And so as a six, I understand this, because a part of being a carer is being a liar. That's the dark side of caring. The dark side of caring is lying. Now, you're not lying with the intent of harming or defrauding. You're lying with the intent of caring. Because I'm a lie to you because I think I'm caring about you. But in actuality, I'm hurting you because I'm lying to you. Perfectionism, the dark side of perfectionism is that we are people pleasers. Now, I learned this the hard way. So I had to find out that and understand that in the book of Ezekiel, when it's talking about, now again, we're picking up where we left off yesterday, the key is your chi. That's the animating principle of the body. However, you are being animated by the approval of other people. When you disapprove, if somebody is disappointed in you, you're disappointed in yourself. You have no animating principle. You have no energy, especially if you're six, especially if you're 33-6, because you want the approval of other people so bad, Brother Will, that what you're willing to do is you're willing to disregard the instructions of God over the approval of man. And you're willing to put purpose underneath people, when the purpose is for other people. I cannot care for you if I don't have the purpose to give to you. In the book of Ezekiel, it talks about this whirlwind that Ezekiel saw. Without going into, we mentioned it yesterday in Ezekiel, I think it was 10 or somewhere in there. It mentions it also in the book of Revelations, chapter 5, book of Revelations 5, 6. Now remember, we're talking about the animating principle of the body. Right now, the Tav, as we talked about, the T-A-V and the T-A-U on yesterday's show, is animating the body. That represents or symbolizes, again, Thanos, which symbolizes Theos, which symbolizes God. That's the wrong principle. So right now, if you are a 6 and you are a 33, and I've mentioned the other numbers and I broke down the negative habit patterns, everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice right now, your voice determines the speed of your choice. The tone in your voice, that comes from your conviction. How do you get conviction? The same way that somebody is convicted of a crime, there must be evidence. So is there enough evidence to prove to me that you are who you say you are? If I followed you around with a hidden camera, is there enough evidence? Are you exhibiting the behavior of somebody that is in love? Are you exhibiting the behavior of somebody that is in wealth? Are you exhibiting the behavior and the attributes and the characteristics of somebody in health? If I see you at Krispy Kreme Donuts every day and you're telling me that you are healthy, you're not exhibiting. There is no proof. There is no evidence to convict. Everybody in prison have been convicted of a crime. Let me say that again. Your body is your prism or your prison, your P-R-I-S-M. That's the earth. Your P-R-I-S-O-N. That's your body. As it talks about in the Bible in Jude 6 for the people that need scriptures. Now, your words establishes your world. Wrong words, wrong world. The key to get out of poverty, the key to get out of unhealthiness, the key to get out of ignorance, the key to get out of bad relationships, the key is your chi. But your chi is your energy. But your energy is not E-N-E-R-G-Y. Your energy is I-N-N-E-R-G, your energy. So God placed himself inside of you. He put himself inside of time. The word became flesh and dwelt among men. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. What I'm going to be sharing during my seminars, what I'm going to be sharing with the Life Management team later on is the is called in the ancient text the wheel of time, or the X over the circle. As I've talked about in the movie Black Panther, when they say Wakanda forever, and a boy puts his hands, his forearms, both forearms over his chest, and he pats his chest twice. That means the X over the circle. In all of the ancient texts, in the when I worked in the Native American community, they have the medicine wheel. It was just like a clock. It had 12 circles or 12 lines in it. Each line represents the 12 months, the 12 zodiac signs, the 12 disciples, the 12 cranial nerves, the 12 attributes and characteristics that I have given you inside of your Dear Kinnear report. Those line up, and they go all the way back to all of the ancient texts. So how the hell did I know all of that, and I wrote it before I ever read it? The same way I wrote the book and did the series or did the play when I was 22, 23, called the Emerald Bible, that lines up with the Emerald Tablets that I didn't know anything about. So what am I saying? I'm simply saying that God is not inside of time. We are. He's outside of time. So you're under, over, and understanding, your key to wealth, health, wisdom, and positive relationships, the key is extremely important. Without this key, you can't be. Each one of us, again, needs this key. Without the key, you can't be. So what is the key? The key is your chi. Okay, what is your chi? The chi is the animating principle of the body. Okay, what is the animating principle of the body? Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Because without this ability to understand, my brothers and sisters, then we become disoriented, confused. It is this key is the animating principle of the body. Where do you get your energy from? As we talked about on yesterday's show. If you're getting your energy from other people, then that other person controls you. Because if that person was to stop giving you that energy, then it stops you. Your body is not animated. Remember, the word spirit in the Bible means animating principle of the body. It's called the Zoe. Now, remember, the original name of the life management system was the Zoe life, Z-O-A and Z-O-E. That's biblical. I just took out the Zoe because the title was too long and nobody knew what it was. Zoe is a Greek word that talks about how your muscles move. It is the animating principle of the body. And so what is animating your body? Some people use different things to animate their body. For example, coffee or alcohol or marijuana or sugar, Brother Will, or, you know, food, Brother Will, or, you know, different things. Now, remember the three ways that the three things that I use that to date, no witch have been able to bypass, no wizard, and they've tried. They call me and they talk to me and they tell me. I'm going to start recording it on the DL so you guys can hear it, so y'all know I'm not blowing smoke up your butts. The only way for a witch or a wizard or a warlock, again, these are magical practitioners. That's what they called in the ancient text. As a magical practitioner, they understand runes and runics. They understand that the world we live in is based upon runes. That's called letters. Now, letters are fetters that we talked about yesterday. This, again, how you open the path of the Kabbalistic tree of life. So this is called the Spear of Malkuth, M-A-L-K-U-T-H, in the ancient text. So if you were a Kabbalist, which I've studied and been there, done that, got two T-shirts. As a Kabbalist, you study the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah comes from the word Ka. That's in the Egyptian Book of the Dead, Ka, K-A. That's in the Bible, again, that is called Ba, Baal, B-A. So Ka and Ba, same thing. So whether you want to talk Egyptology or whether you want to talk bibliography, whatever way I can scratch your itch, homie. Now let me make sure you understand the depth of what I'm saying. All religions are the same. They just change the words. Now, if you study like I did underneath the Thelemic Order of the Golden Dawn, go to Google and type that in if you want to blow your cookies. Thelemic, what does that mean? Will. In the ancient text, the word Thelema, where we get the name Thelma, Thelema. So the Thelemic Order of the Golden Dawn, it is based upon T-A-U, the top. That is the sign of the enterer, the sign of the enabler, the sign of the entertainer. All of these are the same. It is the symbolizer, the posture. This is the key that unlocks the Kabbalist door or the tree of life. That's why Jesus says, I came that you may have life and life more abundant. That's why also Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd. I stand at the gate. And my sheep go in and out, and they find green pasture. That's in John 10. So the Kabbalists believe that the Malkuth, which represents earth, and the Yeshad, which is the Y-E-S-O-D, the Yeshad, which represents the moon. These are symbols that represents yin and yang. That's how you control people's chi. It's called polarity. Up, down, left, right, happy, sad. We live in a world that is based upon the universal law. There are seven humanic laws. One of them is called the law of polarity. Now, the big G is not polar. He's not bipolar. He does not. He's singular. He is one. The enemy is bipolar, but the big G is not. So my job and your job is to be like the big G. What is that? Omnibenevolent. Omni means all. Benevolent means good. It means always sending and being good. What does that mean? That means you are a single standing column of waveform energy. What does that mean? That means that you're oscillating and vibrating according to your design. What does that mean? That means that there are 12 words that match up with the 12 cranial nerves that control the circle of Willis, will. the thylemic order of the Golden Dawn, the skull and crossbones, they've taken your spiritual design to whoop your behind. How do they do it? They understand the biology of the temple. Now, I got a 600-page book that explains this, so there's no way I'm going to be able to explain it doing this. Let me just simply say this. You are a musical being. This has been scientifically proven, so we're not going to go over that. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18 talks about this as well. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, your spirit is controlled by music. It's controlled by math, music, and language. You are a biological, electrical, chemical, life-sustaining pattern of power. Let me say that again. You are a biological, electrical, chemical, chemet being that has a pattern that gives you power. That pattern is called a vision. That vision gives you energy. That energy enables you to be. We talked about that. That's how no one outside of me can manipulate what's going on inside of me. If it appears that way, it's because it's voluntary. It's not that I don't know, it's that I allow. So the next question is why? Well, I'm a six. So the dark side of my giftedness, the enemy uses against me. That's why this course is different from every course that I found, because I help you to identify how you are defeating you, meaning how can the enemy take my strength, compassion? Is compassion bad? No, it's not. So why come I'm not a millionaire today? Because I care. What do I care about? I care about people. So how do I let people know I care about them? I lie to them. So why would I lie to you? Because I need the endorsement from you. I'm more concerned with Facebook likes than I am with profit. So I'm putting people before profit. And if I don't wake up, I'll be 80 years old, and I'll have a bunch of people, but I'll have no profit. How do I know? I just came from visiting my father. I walk like him, I look like him, I talk like him. My life is a reenactment of his life. So I can continue, or I can do what I'm telling you to do. I can wake my ass up, and I can start actually applying what I know and what I'm being taught. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because people really, really, really misinterpret what I'm saying. There are hidden codes and secret norms. That means that there are agreements that people make with each other and with other places and with other things that are not spoken. These are unspoken and they're unwritten. It's kind of like in a marriage, except the marriage, you get a certificate. Now, let me make sure that you understand what I'm saying. We're talking about you being you, and we're talking about that your key to unlock the door to wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships, you got that key. But I need to make sure you don't get it. So I'm going to give you a key, but it's not your real key. I'm giving you energy, but I'm not giving you energy. You got energy. Everybody listen to the sound of my voice. You woke up this morning. You went to work. You're doing your thing. You got a lot of energy, right? Just like me. You got a lot of E-N-E-R-G-Y. That dog don't hunt. You need I-N-N-E-R-G. You need the energy, not the energy. You need the inner chi or the energy. Okay, Brother Will, that sounds great, dog. What else you got? How do we get the energy? If the key is my chi, my inner chi, my energy, how do I get it? What is my inner chi? Well, your inner chi is the thing that activates the circle of Willis, the blood, the endorphins, not the entheogens. Notice the word entheo. When we talked about theo yesterday, which is Thanos, which is Tav, which is Tave, which is time, which is Kronos, which is all the little g's. They hide in plain sight. So you get all of your energy from what? Entertainment. You get our energy from, you know, what we eat, what we drink. We're not internally driven. We're externally motivated. Remove your carrot, what happens? Everybody got a carrot. How do you live your life like you got a carrot without a carrot. Now, brothers and sisters, it's extremely important. I'm not trying to disrespect anybody. I am simply helping you to over and understand what the key of knowledge is. That is that God has designed you with certain attributes and characteristics. Those certain attributes and characteristics are very, very important. What does that mean? That means that sometimes you have to disappoint other people. Either you're going to fulfill somebody else's vision for your life, or you're going to fulfill your own vision for your life. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Let me make sure you understand. You can be good, but you can't be great. You can't be both. You have to choose between good and great. Remember the movie Infinity Wars? In all of the Marvel comic movies, what they are presenting to you is a superhero. And the superhero saves the day. But the superhero, he ain't no superhero. He gets his animating principle from what? Superman gets his power from where? Batman gets his power from where? Spider-Man gets his power from where? Thor gets his power from what? Do any of the Marvel comic superheroes get their power from the big G, from God? I'll wait a moment and let you think about that question. Okay. Yeah, no, they don't. So that's they're all good, but they're not great. So what you have right now is you have been given a good life. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you're living a good life. But are you living a great life? Let me say it again. You got a nice car, you got a nice house, you know, got a good job. You know, life is good. But is it great? See, the key to greatness is attaching to your God-given design, because your gift makes room for you. I can't find nowhere in the Bible where it says your flesh makes room for you. I also find in the Bible where it says walk in the spirit and you cannot and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. See, my flesh is very powerful. So the only way for me to nullify my flesh is if I walk in my spirit. Anytime I get out of my flesh, out of my spirit, then I activate my flesh. So the key to knowledge, my brothers and sisters, the key to your chi is to be authentically you. What does that mean? It doesn't mean to authentically care. Caring is an extension of authenticity. I can care for you if I'm authentic, but I can't care for you if I'm not authentic. Because why? I'm going to lie to you. Why would I lie to you? Because I want to please you. Why do I want to please you? Because I want to get the entheos from you. Because I don't have my own endorphin. It's that dopamine release that we all seek. We all are dopamine hunters. We all go through life. Everything you do in your life, everything, even the negative thing, release a positive feeling. You know, when I was a cop, y'all know the story. I would go to domestic violence call, and guy beat the snot out of his wife. And in the moment we put the handcuffs on him, everything changes. It is like you have to see it to believe it. Because it's like, why would she want to stay with a guy that beats her? That's, you know, people ask me that question all the time. Real, real easy answer. Same reason you stay in the situation that you're in, whether it be job, whether it be, you know, wisdom or church, or whether it be, you know, health or fitness. Why would someone knowingly destroy their health? Knowingly. Now, what do you mean by knowingly, Brother Will? Well, it's been scientifically proven that smoking is bad for you. Scientifically proven. That's not, I don't know, nobody that would debate that fact. Anybody? I know a lot of people that still smoke. It is proven now. Nobody has to convince you that smoking is bad for your health. Is there anybody that disagrees with that statement? Especially, you know, I know what you're going to say. Well, what about marijuana, Brother Will? Yeah, still smoke. Maybe you should take it some other kind of way. you know, nicotine, you know, caffeine and, you know, sugar. That's mine. Let's talk about my addiction. So I like sugar. I like the cane. So I'm hooked on sweets. Now, it's been scientifically proven that when you ingest sugar, it pretty much heats up the brain because it pulls oxygen and water out of the system. So you're dehydrated, so the brain heats up because it's trying to cool itself down. And it creates what is called brain fog. That's why you have that fog or that brain fog or that lethargic feeling after you eat something sweet. Now, I know this, but that doesn't prohibit me from knocking out a whole dozen of Krispy Kreme donuts. Why? Taste. So I've developed a taste for sugar. Now, sugar destroys my chi. I mean, it disconnects me because I got brain fog, so I can't really function. I can't really think clearly. Now, I know this. I don't believe it. I'm not still researching in it. I'm not still pondering it. I know it because I go on a sugar detox. Totally do no sugar whatsoever. Nothing. And when I do that, I feel better. I can think more clearly. I go to the gym and I roll like that for, you guys know I do a rotation diet. And people ask me all the time, well, Brother Will, why do you do that? Why don't you just get off sugar forever, dog, for life? One answer, real quick. Remember when I said earlier about the dominant culture? I live in an environment where the cultivators of our culture present something called advertisement in TV, and then they hide. You know how much sugar is in ketchup? Anybody? Look at the ketchup. Look at the second or third ingredient. You're going to see something called glucose. What about mayonnaise? So even when you think, Brother Will, you off sugar, you own it because they hide it in plain sight. So even though you think you are righteous because you go to church or because you read the Quran or you go to the mosque or you say 30 Hail Marys, you throw sage and salt over your right shoulder, you go out and howl at the moon, you hug trees, you save wells, all of that is still, remember, they give you two evils and they ask you to choose between the lesser of them. Your job is to always go with option C. Why? You do not want to animate your principle with the wrong key because then you got the wrong key. So are you being animated by your energy or your energy? Are you being animated by the I-N-N-E-R-G, your inner G? Or are you being animated by energy, E-N-E-R-G-Y? Now, everybody, the answer is actually both. You've been everybody. We all are because we got a body that needs energy. It's called, you know, glucose. So our body functions. If you deny your body all energy, you just drink water all day, it's going to be tough for you to animate yourself. Can you do it? Sure. It's just going to be really difficult because, again, the way that the cultivators of our culture has created this harmonious arrangement, it's different for you, it's difficult for you to activate or to live totally just on your chi, on your energy. But can you do it? Sure you can do it. Is it going to be hard? Yep. Probably be the hardest thing you ever do in your life. Okay, Brother Will, what are we supposed to do, dog? You're talking all of this great. See, the greatest key of knowledge is the knowledge of resurrection from the dead. Dead meaning spiritually dead, unto eternal life. Okay, Brother Will, that sounds great, homie. How we do that? Well, that's what I teach in the life management system. Well, can you give me something, brother? Because I'm not in the life management system. Well, that you might want to be in the life management system. But in case you're not, Yahushua says this. Yahushua says, I am the living one. I was dead, and now I am not. I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades. Revelations 1:18. Now, in the King James, it says it this way. King James, Revelations chapter 1, verse 18. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen or amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. Now, let me point out something of what he has a key to. Nowhere in this verse does he say he has the key to heaven. Let's read it again. Notice he got the key of two evils, hell and death. Let me make sure you understand. It's in the movie Infinity Wars. Infinity Wars. Infinity. Forever. War. That means adversity. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. I am. Emphasis on the word I am. The greatest two words on earth. If you say those two words, whatever follows manifests. That's why every morning I say, I am wealthy. I am healthy. I am wise. I am in great relationships. Anything that follows that, the I am, that's the Well, that's the word. That's the O. That activates the Omega, the Aleph and the Omega. That is the energy on this dimension. That's why in the top of your brain you have a circle, and then all 12 cranial nerves go into that circle, and blood pumps into that, and it activates that area in your brain that is empty space that's in the shape of a butterfly. In that space, that's called the holies of holies. It's biological. It's inside your body. Now, is it outside? Sure. But we're talking about how do we animate the body. So my body is being animated. There's a key. I need that key so I can animate my body with my energy instead of my outside energy. So Jesus says, I am he that liveth. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the key. Of hell, one, and of death. So he got the key to hell and of death. What about the key to heaven? Well, I'm going to let you decipher that on your own, brother. I'm going to let you decipher that on your own. Notice the keys he got. He went down to death and the grave, and he took away the keys. He took the keys. Now, this is extremely important. When we're talking about the animating principle of the body, because the animating principle of the body comes from the key. The key is your chi. Your chi is your key. So your job is to understand the yes soul inside and the exoteric of what we call Christianity. Christ is the final key. But the problem is nobody knows what that means, because that represents the key of knowledge. Now Jesus says, woe to you lawyers. You took away the key. So Jesus said, I'm here to get it back from you lawyers. Lawyers are liars, and liars are sixers. So everybody that's a six, I already know what you're doing, boo-boo. So you're going to say nice things to me because that's what you want me to hear, because you want me to please, you want me to be pleased. As a six, we are people pleasers. So we lie because we get our endorphins or our entheogens, that feel-good chemical, because we are biological, electrical, chemical. We need that chemical, man. I need that fix. I'm a drug addict, and I'm hooked on likes. You got to like me, man. So if somebody dislikes me, I feel bad. So I'm going to do anything for you to like me. But the problem is it's fake. I can't keep it up. So my job is to be authentic and let the likes like and the dislikes dislike. But how do you be authentic? Okay, you need the key. Okay, what's the key, Brother Will? See, Christ is the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office, in that office, in that office. Christ is the messianic office. It's not the demonic office. It's the messianic office. It's the Messiah's office. It's his office. He runs the show. It's the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill the mission of the office, not to fulfill somebody else's desire. So you're so busy pleasing everybody else that you can't please God. Brother Will. The job, my brother and sister, is for you to understand that to possess the key of knowledge is to possess the means by which to enter in. Like Jehoshua said, he's standing at the door. His sheep, they go in and out, and they find green pasture. That represents growth and development. They go in and out. That means that they're not always up, they're not always down, they go in and out. and they find green pastures. So now we need to understand. Because he says, woe to you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You cannot enter into my kingdom, and you are preventing other people from entering into my kingdom. Yahushua did not like lawyers, because lawyers are liars. Yahushua didn't like 6, and he didn't like 33s. Because he know that we liars. We going to say anything because we need that dopamine fix instead of the Yahushua fix. See, Yahushua is the HaMashiach. So the HaMashiach is the key of knowledge that opens up the door. But the problem is we don't have Yahushua, the HaMashiach, because most believers don't even know what the hell HaMashiach is and means. The devil is not stupid, man. He will give you Jesus. He will not give you the Hashem. He will not give you the HaMashiach, because he knows that is the thing that rents. The veil was rent in an instant, revealing the holy place. That is the holy place. That is that at the crown chakra, or at the circle of Willis. I can biologically prove it if you need some proof. I just recommend you read the book. I got 600 pages that explains this process. That's the anointing, brother. That's entering into the holy place. Now, can you go outside? Sure, but when you get done, you might want to go do something inside. See, they persecuted and they killed people back in the day. Let's go to the scriptures. I know, you know, hey, we all like scriptures. John 9:22. They persecuted and they killed the Christians, and they made it much more difficult for the people to get saved because the people were afraid. What does that mean? John 9:22, King James. If any man did confess that he should be put out of the synagogue. That was John 9:22. Now the synagogue represents the circle. The world that we live in is controlled by the synagogue of Satan. They're called Jews. Don't tell nobody I told you. This synagogue runs the universe. That's the dominant culture. Don't believe me? Just go to every major corporation in America, look up the owners of that corporation, and see their nationality. But again, I digress. Now, let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters. So this is extremely, extremely important. In order to conquer death in the grave, Yahushua had to do something. He had to go down to Golgotha. What is that called? The place of the skull. Romans 11:23 breaks it down and says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? See, we've taken ourselves out of position. Because if you're 6 especially, you care more about people than you do about your position. Why? You don't know your position. How can you care about something you don't know? Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. You got to understand, because remember, your energy is the only way for you to override energy. That means I don't need outside stimulation anymore, because the key that unlocks my chi is the energy. Everybody wants to live their dream until their dream shows up. See, you are a magnet. You draw stuff to you. You should not go get stuff. Most people I know are human gettings. They're not human beings. See, being good is good, but being great is better. You have to choose greatness over goodness. See, right now what you're doing a good thing. Everybody that listens to the sound of my voice, man, whatever you're doing in your life right now is off the chain. It's off the hizzle, faux shizzle. It's a good thing, but it's not a God thing. Why? You pleasing people. You ain't pleasing God. See, let me make sure you understand, because the person is the purpose. The purpose is the product. You cannot separate person, purpose, and product. If you can, you're not living your design. The life management system, as you will find out, especially if you're a member of the life management system, it's not my books, it's not my tapes, it's not the 101s, it's me. Because inside of me, there is this treasure. And this treasure that is hidden inside of me is Christ. Inside of me, just like inside of you, is the measure of faith. But I need you to think that it's outside of you and chase it. That way you will never be it. A magnet draws. A magnet doesn't go get. You're a magnet. So what are you trying to go get? Everything you need, God has already given you. According to the Bible, God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. The question is, where is it? See, when you truly know yourself, when you truly see yourself, you do not want to be anybody else. Right now, you see more worth and value in something outside of you than you do inside of you because you don't have the energy. That energy is your inner graph, G-R-A-P-H, graph. It's a design. It's a graph. I'm going to be breaking this down more as we go deeper down the rabbit trail. Inside of this graph, there are 12 lines that match up exactly to your design that I gave you inside of your Dear Kinnear report. Because there's 12 numbers that make up the 12 characteristics and the attributes that make you you. That is your energy. If you ever, ever, ever connect with that, you will no longer need outside stimulation. Your chi is your key. Your key is your chi. No chi, no key. No key, no chi. See, the Bible is the body, and the body is the Bible. Okay, by the way, what does that mean? Inside of your body, again, there is a protein chain that is shaped just like a cross. There is a ribosome protein chain that releases or produces amino acids inside of every cell inside of the body. Now, all of this is explained inside of my book, Christ in You, the Hope of Glory. So I'm not going to waste your time and explain it here. But what I need you to do is I can biologically prove inside of your genes how you are animated or how energy is released inside of your body. Once the body is envisioned, meaning once you have and once you connect with your true God-given vision, your true God-given design. So what is preventing me and you from connecting with our God-given design? That is this thing that we call religion. Now, not all religion. I'm talking about this world system that we have been given that is based upon time. That is based upon Taoism. That is based upon Tammuz. That is based upon Kronos. That is based upon a monogram that is not based upon real life. This, again, is the god of time and what we call solar any solar deity. All of this is part of and a division of and a manipulation of what is called the Tavresh. Now, without going into too much of the ancient text, it's very important that we understand that chi equals tav, T-A-V. Now, that represents, or that means, ka in Egyptian. In Chinese, it represents as Q-I, which is energy, force. But it's spelled E-N-E-R-G-Y. You must replace the energy force that comes from tav, or time, or talent. It also comes from your employment, or your talent, or your skills, or your abilities, or your suaveness. What does that mean? We all are using the Eye of Horus, or the ancient symbol of Zeus or Jupiter, or the lower G's, or the god of fortune, which is the god of forces that's encamped in symbolism, runic or rune magic, which is promoted by Hollywood or the Holly Tree, through phantasmagoria or fantasy, which is all produced and funded by Saturn or Saturn, the black cube. So all of, or regardless of whether it's Western or Eastern, it is all funded, promoted by the Ka or the cube or the Chi or the Prana. Now, this is all underneath time. It is the merging of opposites that any intersecting 90-degree angle that forms a square. In the hood, they call it standing on your square. There's a certain society that know what I'm talking about. In another secret society, it's called the compass and the square. Y'all, in that secret society, y'all know what I'm talking about. That square that they're talking about, they're talking about squaring up. That's why two people getting ready to fight, they get ready to square up. They get ready to square off. It is the forming of the sacred square. That's the T and the X where they're merging. That's why we get the X-Men from, and the T represents, again, time, which represents the cross. The X represents the cube. This is phallic worship. This is alpha, male, omega, female. Alpha represents up, omega represents down. This is called a sexagram or sex magic, 666. All of this is a part of this harmonious arrangement. Now, none of the only reason I'm explaining all this to you so that way you can over and understand how in all of the systems they're all symbols and they're using symbolism through all of the ancient texts. Taurus is the T-A-U. Taurus is the bull or Baal in the Bible. So we got the Ta, or we got the Ba, Ta, East, Ba, West. But they're the same. Saturn became or becomes the sun. Lead becomes gold. Alpha becomes omega. What does that mean? This is sex magic. This is what is called the alchemical divine principle. Divine means two vines. Saturn is the symbolism. It represents the magic square or what they call Abracus. Jupiter ascending. They were of the house of what? Abracus. What was they saying in the movie Jupiter Ascending or Jupiter Rising? Explaining to you, that's where they came and what did they come to the earth for? Did the guy in the movie say, that's the first time on screen I've ever seen a Draco, the dragging dude that walks and talks? The Draconians, they live among us. They are shapeshifters. Every Draco understands the Kagam, K-I-G-A-M, which is Greek for magic, which is the cipher, or what they call the cipher. In the Matrix, there was a guy who betrayed Neo. What was his name? Cipher. Cipher means see far. If you want to see far, you need to cipher. In the Matrix, the guy that betrayed Neo, he's sitting at the table, and he said, I know this steak is fake, but it sure tastes good. That guy, the character, his name was Cipher. The cipher means the guy that can see far. How can he see far? Because of the magic. What is the magic? The magic is the Kai Gam, or the Kai Gam in the ancient text. Kai means key. Key, Kai is the Egyptian word for the East, Qigong yoga. Everybody's practicing Qigong medicine right now. What is the animated principle of the Qigong medicine? Distant healing, using the Qi. In the West, it's called Qi, and also in Japan, it's called Qi. The Kai, that's the animating principle. The Ga is unity or mating or duality, the in and out, sex. Kaigam is sex magic. That's only taught in the ancient text. The ancient text talks about a spiritual shape-shifting metamorphosis that is a chameleon. That is the Dracos that it talks about in the book of Job. From the God of the South, not the God of the North. Most people are animated by that God. He is the artificial God. He's not the real God. But he promotes himself and carries himself. Yahushua came to do away with that God. Because the mystery and the ancient text talks about the missed story, but many of us miss the story. Instead of understanding the missed story, we missed it. We missed, the word mystery means missed story. That means you missed the true story. That's what Jesus says when I talk in a mystery. And then Jehoshua will talk about the mystery of the gospel. It means you missed the story. Mystery means missed story. You missed the mist. You missed instead of mist. Mist is the water story. It's a story about water. Because the periodic table is a manipulation of what? Water. When you're in the beginning in Genesis, in the gene story is the story of your genes. What are your genes? What is the body made up of, brothers? What is the body made up of? So that is the key, water. Water takes on memory everywhere it goes. When you're drinking water, you're taking in the memory. What is the memory? The word memory means mem. What is the M-E-M-E? Triple daddy, go to Google and look it up. Mem. Mem means the biological transmission of the genes. How do I change your genes? Dunk your ass in water. Internal, not external. Water is the most, that's why I only drink distilled water or lemon water or lime water. I need you to understand. You have been regened as we speak. And without understanding the key, which is what? Knowledge of what? Yourself, not nobody else. I don't know very many things in this life, but one thing I know myself. I know me. Nothing sneaks up on me. I may not know the degree, like this business that just happened with my ex-wife. I did not know the degree, but for the last 3 to 5 years, I knew something was not right. To this day, there is no accountability, if you want to use that word, responsibility or acknowledgement. However, my gut tells me something's off. If you're not living from your gut, but you're living from your head, you're in trouble because that means you do not have the key. You got the key, but you're not using it. You're using the key that is Luciferian, which is E-N-E-R-G-Y. Now, I am a retired energy maniac. That's why I used to work out 3 times a day. I still do the same thing, but now I don't get on the treadmill or go to the gym. All the stuff I don't do it for outside attention now. I do the same thing, but what is my carrot? Purpose, not poo man, not poo nanny. I'm not chasing poo nanny. I'm chasing purpose. And I don't have to chase purpose. I just got to be purpose. That's why I don't get tired doing what I do. That's why I don't need no vacation nor no sabbatical. That's why I'm not stressed out. That's why I'm not angry. That's why I'm not depressed. That's why I got peace. Not the peace that the world gives, brother, but the peace that only comes from God, that only comes from operating in purpose, because God is inside of you. He's waiting for you to acknowledge him. He's just sitting inside of you, just waiting for you. While you're out there going around, you're going from place to place to place, teaching to teaching to teaching, from, you know, master teacher 33 to master teacher 33. You're going from all of this stuff, all of a sudden God's just sitting there. He's just chilling. He's just waiting on you. That still small voice, brothers, that still small voice is the key. That is the key that unlocks every door. And that is the one thing that you haven't tried. The one thing that you have not tried. Now, you've done everything else. You've listened to everybody, everything else. You've read everything else. You've been everywhere else. You've tried every diet. You've done a lot of shiznit, except one thing, which is what I did on January the 1st of 2009. And what did I do? Stopped. I sit down. And I said, I don't want to play this game anymore. I was watching a movie last night called Ready Player One. In that movie, Ready Player One, the guy made this game, and everybody was finding out, and the guy was trying to find the key to winning the game. There was 3 keys. He needed the first one. The key was to go backwards in doing the race. So everybody else put their car and then drive. They say go, and everybody else, zoom, they took off. And he did two the first two or three times. But he went back to the designer. Notice where he went. And he studied the designer of the game. Notice he didn't ask another player in the game. Notice in the movie, Player One, the designer was dead and gone, but the designer left notes and he left information. So he read and studied the original designer. Now, let me make sure you understand, because you got a Bible that has none of the words of the designer, not the original words. You got Peter's words, you got Paul, John, and no disrespect to none of the other, you know, apostles or writers. But there's another book that Jesus actually wrote. How come the book Jesus wrote is not in the Bible? I'm just wondering. In this game, he didn't consult no curandero. He didn't consult no shaman. He didn't consult no priest. He went and he consulted or he studied underneath the original. That's all I did. And when you study underneath the original, not a copy, if you go back to the source document, the original, not the Textus Receptus, not the Septuagint, but go back to the original. Where's the original? Where can you find the original? Thankfully, and let me close with this. Yahushua already knew that this was going to happen. The key, my brothers, the key, my sisters, is not written on tablets of stone any longer. The key is written on the hearts and the minds of his people. While you're looking for God out there, God is waiting for you in here. Romans 1:21 says, "For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. They exchanged the truth of God for akruman, or a lie. And they worshiped and served created things rather than the Creator." Romans 1:21. Brothers and sisters, the Latin word victinura, or victinur, where we get the English word, or the Roman word Vaticanus, and the English word Vatican, which means foreteller or teller of the future. Your future has been told, brother. Your future has been told, sister. Before you was ever a thought form, it was predetermined. And they have created this harmonious arrangement by taking out astrobiology and replacing it with astrotheology. And they removed dots and tittles. And they decommissioned the Ruach, and they replaced it with Qigong yoga, or Qigong, or Tai Chi. And they did it all underneath the Lucifer Project. Anybody want to build cookies? Go to Google and type in Lucifer Project. So your adrenochrome, which is your Rhea Linhoya, which breaks down the astrobiology that has been replaced by astrotheology. Instead of studying the body, you're studying the stars. Now, let's not get it twisted, because all roads lead to Rome. The Vatican overstands something that very few people do not understand. It's called the cone. We call it the cone of shame. I call it the cone of light. See, a ray of light that has 66 degrees represents a portal or a gateway. A pyramid is exactly 66 degrees. Or let me rephrase that. When you look at the pyramid or the key hole in a circle, it represents 33 degrees. And the other 66 degrees represents all of the light that is outside of the circle. You will see on the back of your dollar bill a pyramid. You see pyramids in Egypt. You see pyramid power. You see pyramid magic. You see pyramid, lots of about pyramid, ancient Egypt. That represents, again, what we call the electromagnetic spectrum. That's the amount of knowledge that is known to the average person or available. But the other 66 degrees, guess who controls that? Guess who understands that? That is the key. That keyhole you got is the wrong key. The chi you got is the wrong chi. The Q you got is the wrong Q. You need the prana, or you need the ruach, or the pneuma that it talks about. Otherwise, you're going to roam, R-O-A-M. Because what you got comes from Rome, R-O-M-E. Rome or the Vatican, my brothers and sisters, is the understanding that 180 represents half or 360. That's what Rome provides us with. And the triangle that we have, or the pyramid that we have, represents the equivalence of the Hebrew number 153, which represents the pyramid, which represents the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. The three in one. Now, this goes a whole lot deeper, brothers and sisters, but what I need you to understand is the key that you got is the wrong key. You need to attach yourself to the right key. What is the right key? It's written inside of your heart. Your gut knows right from wrong. You don't need no book. You were born with that key. You know internally that it's wrong to do certain things. It's wrong to steal. It's wrong to disrespect your parents. Everything that you need books for to tell you right from wrong, you intuitively know. Now, there's a few OPs out here that don't have that, but very, very few. Most of us have this understanding. So, brothers and sisters, follow your intuition. How do you do that? People say all the time, Brother Will, you say follow your spirit, walk in the spirit. What is the spirit? Spirit is the animating principle of the body. What is the animating principle of the body? Those 12 characteristics and attributes that I gave you inside of your Dear Kinnear report that makes you you. Now, for the life management members, I'm going to be doing a special class where I will take out what I'm going to be doing in my seminars. I'm going to provide that to the life management members. We'll be doing that probably next week or the week after. I want to do it really before the next series starts. What are we going to do? We're going to take a kirka or a circle. We're going to divide it into 12 pieces. We're going to take your four numbers and the two numbers that gave me those four numbers, and we're going to put them on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, all the way around to make a complete kirka, your animating principle. Anything that you do outside of that, you're stepping outside of your anointing, outside of your power. And that opens you up because, remember, as we said in the beginning of the show, the key of knowledge that Yahushua said that, woe to you lawyers, for you take away the key of knowledge. Lawyers are liars. They tell you you got attributes and characteristics that you don't. Your anointing and your power comes from your office. It comes from the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. You have no power because you have no office. Find your office. You find your power. How you find your office? You find the person that gave you your office. That person is Yahushua the HaMashiach. We know him as Jesus the Christ, based upon the Greek name. Hey, use any name you want. Just don't get hung up on the name. Make sure you get hung up on the mission. Everybody is squabbling over the name and you miss the message. Don't fight over the name. Just get the message. I don't care what the name is. What's the message? He said he honors his word, his message, above his name. You fight over the name if you want to, and you're going to mess around and miss the message. What is the message? Yahushua came that you may have life and life more abundantly, not only in this world or in this life, but also in the life to come. So, brothers and sisters, the key is your chi. And your chi is your key. No chi, no key. Make sure you got the right chi so that way you have the right key. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. I'll bless you.
I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. All you haters get up out my way, cause I'm about to wake. All you haters up, hop on it, let's just ride the wave. You should really listen to this song, cause it's about you slaves. If you want your freedom, stop acting naive. Man, I'm talking naive, hate it like a dry heat. Cause everything you need is hell right in. Man, I'm never right king when I hit this machine. Swear I got it from my dad, how I got the gift of gab. Articulate, matriculate through 50 states. I'm just here to twist your fate, set it straight. I'm so great, gotta set a date, call me meditate. I'm so metaphysical, I'm the god, call me metafate. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you supposed to make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, till a brother got it. They don't say nothing till a brother got it. I'ma pull up with the Corvette, cause I'm so fat. Yeah, you know I gotta give my check. Yeah, I'm so chest with it popped out like, yeah, that's me. All day, can't you see? That's me. All day, super saiyan like I'm Goku when I'm flying through the atmosphere. I'm about to clear everybody out of here, can't you see? I'm just killing all these rats with these raps clear. Can't you see? Can't you see how I'm right here? Told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances.